just think I think the guys just put it in their mind to play better than last week. You know, obviously it starts up front. It starts with both sides of the ball, offense and defensive lines, and our defensive line really came off the ball today and kind of took it upon themselves to just attack the line of scrimmage and play on their side.
Early on, when there was a whole bunch of turnovers and the Vikings were in the red zone twice off turnovers, how much did it set the tone with Connor and then Brandon's pressure setting up the turnovers?
It's huge. It is huge. You know, our defense, you look at Minnesota, you know, interception, a fumble, and then on downs, they had a touchdown late in the game. So our defense playing as well as they did down there and stopping them. Again, it does start up front and the pressure on the quarterback. And I tell you what, it was fun to watch our defense today. That's the defense that we expect every week going forward.
What was your thinking on the play where point that penalty and then decided to go for two?
Yeah, again, that's, you obviously it's kind of a no-brainer because you get the ball at the one, half the distance from there, and so it was just an opportunity to, that's a good football team, and a team that's been scoring some points, and so we felt at that time just take advantage of that and go for two. It was really kind of a no-brainer situation for myself to make that call.
What's the latest quarter when you had Fielder rooted out, you pulled them back, and your coach one more shot at? What was your thinking? What was your process, and was that a conversation with him?
Yeah, the thinking there is obviously there's about 15 seconds around the 15-yard line. You know, I did run the field goal team out in time, and then quickly just made the decision to pull them off, put the offense back out there, take one more shot. Max the protection. It's a two-man route. It's either a completion or it's an incomplete pass. You knock a few more seconds off the clock. I think 5 seconds came off, and then an opportunity to kick off or kick the field goal in that situation. So something we work on, OTAs, training camp, and you just never know when it's going to come up. And, you know, our guys did a great job being prepared for that.
It seems like Jim a no-brainer to go for, but I've seen a lot of games where people get penalties and they just leave the point on the board. I mean, it's a little bit of a daring move, though.
It is, but, you know, I've got a lot of trust in our guys, and if you don't work those situations in practice and talk about those situations, then, yeah, negative things can happen. But I just felt totally 100% confident in our guys to execute that play.
How much did Jim blitzed a lot more than he likes to today? What was the discussion during the week about that?
Well, I just think that, you know, anytime you know a quarterback on the other team, And kind of know strengths and weaknesses and things like that. And just try to, you know, give them some different looks and put some pressure on them from different areas. It was a great game plan. The guys executed extremely well. Again, it starts up front, but, you know, just sometimes just changing things up to help your guys be in position. We benefited from that today, and guys did a nice job.
This was the first game we really saw Carson struggle early, yet he was able to hang in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes it happens that way. I just think he might have been pressing a little bit early, you know, trying to make that one play and pressing it just a touch. But love the way he settled in. There was no panic for him and any of us on the sideline. We just had to kind of calm down and just focus in on our jobs, do our jobs, do our assignments. I knew that somewhere we were going to have to really rely on the offensive line, run the ball a little bit, and help Carson a little bit in those situations. And ultimately, that paid off. I mean, they're really beginning to click, and great blocks. Josh did a great job on the return, and Dave Phipp really has those guys ready every single week. And you need those things. You need special team scores. You need defensive scores. And all that helps you, especially late now down the stretch. And it was just great to see again 2 weeks in a row. I've always had a lot of confidence in this team, and to me, this is the type of team that I've seen, and hopefully you guys have seen, in the first part of the season. But like I told the guys in the locker room, I mean, these guys, you just got to believe, you got to eliminate the penalties, eliminate some of the mistakes, and you can see just how good you can be. And it's never. You know, I knew this was going to be one of those back and forth. You know, wasn't going to be a real high scoring game, and because that's a great football team, that's a great defense, and got a lot of good players over there, so it was going to be a sort of a heavyweight fight a little bit, toe-to-toe, right to the end. And it's just a lot of confidence in our guys. Ron, I'm not sure yet. And Jason, again, not sure. We haven't. Well, obviously, we'll have them evaluated tomorrow. Then I'll update you at that point.
It seemed like they were moving a bit, the Vikings defense was moving around a lot pre-snap, safety DBs. Were they doing some things that kind of try to disguise what they
were doing? No, that's kind of been them. They do a great job with disguising their blitzes, disguising coverage. Their safeties are veteran guys, and they know that system really well. So it wasn't anything that we haven't seen or prepared for.
Last week, you said you
today, which I guess is a good thing for an alignment. But how much help did you give him on the edge?
Quite honestly, this game, probably not as much as I did last week. Felt like he kind of settled in this week, did a nice job. The run game obviously helps when you can come off the ball and run the ball. We were in some two tight end sets too a little bit more today, and that obviously helped him a little bit. But we'll evaluate the film tomorrow. But I thought overall he did a nice job today.
After last week, you said you challenged this team. What happened behind the scenes to get this type of performance?
That's why it's behind the scenes. This is a team that for 2 weeks in a row have been kind of got their lip bloodied a little bit, the Detroit game, obviously feeling sick about that one, and then last week in Washington, just not playing well, playing up to our potential, and, it's not anything that I said. I mean, these guys are professionals. They know how to get themselves ready to go. They practice so well during the week, and I don't feel like I have to motivate them, they're in this business for a while, for a reason, and they're all good, and they really took it upon themselves this week, to really make the corrections, number one, from last week, and the adjustments, practice great. The veterans, the leadership stood up today, took command of the game, and that's what you like to see from this group.
Take two more questions, please.
Well, I thought Carson overall played well, played efficient, made some good throws. Obviously, I thought he forced a few early, a couple of those picks. But really settled in and managed the game. We gave him, in the run game, we had some checks for him and some different things, and he managed that extremely well. And that's just the type of kid he is, and he seems to get better each and every week. And, still got to keep it. I don't want to overload him, obviously. I think he's in a good spot mentally with the offense, and we just got to keep building on what we've begun with him.
Your fourth and two decision at the end of the first half, what went into the thinking to go for it, and why not punt in that situation?
Listen, I had it was kind of, again, a no-brainer, almost like the two-point conversion. I had it in my mind at that point that I was going to go for it. And we were just right at midfield, just had crossed it and felt comfortable with the play call and again, put it in our quarterback's hands. And for me, it was an easy situation. I just trusted in the guys, had belief in our guys that we were going to get that job done. And I think we even dropped the snap. Then ended up making the first down. It was a great play by Carson. But what's that? Well, no, it's just a read. It's a designed RPO. Obviously, when he dropped it at that point, it was run all the way. Great execution and had total confidence in the guys. Yeah, we went for a little tried to get if we could draw him off sides on the play before. And, sometimes at that point they feel like you're going to rush the punt team out there, burn the timeout. But I went with the offense and just kind of had total confidence that we were going to get the first down.